Hyperion Audiobooks presents The Same Sweet Girls, written by Cassandra King and read by Patricia Callenber. Corrine, Blue Mountain, Georgia. Although we call ourselves the same sweet girls, none of us are girls anymore. And I'm not sure that any of us are now or ever have been sweet. Nice, maybe, and polite, certainly. All Southern girls are raised to be nice and polite. Can't be anything but, regardless of how mean-spirited we might be deep down. The illusion of sweetness, that's all that counts. We don't have to be sincerely sweet, but by God, we have to be good at faking it. Southern girls will stab you in the back, same as anyone else, but we'll give you a sugary smile while doing it. The question is, are the same sweet girls sweet? Hardly. But one thing's for sure, we're the same. We are the same complicated, screwy, mixed up, love each other one minute and hate each other the next group of women we were when we met 30 years ago. I guess we were sweeter then. At age 18, we were certainly more naive and less sophisticated. I'd like to say virginal, but that wouldn't quite be true. Not of everyone. Okay, I was. Unlike the others, I was fresh off the farm, but a couple of us were already damaged. Those of us with a trace of naivete left at age 18 were soon to lose it. I can promise you this. Not a single one of the same sweet girls has a smidgen of it left today. The group, the SSGs we call ourselves, formed when we were in college together. Roommates, sweet mates, tennis, or lab partners. We got it.